Ah, good morning. Hello, everyone. Hey, Simon.
Hey, good morning.
My name is Alex Piron, and I'm here with Simon Armstrong.
Yes, you are.
And we're waking up on 101.9 FM CITR, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having fun.
We're having a good time
so far. We've
already had one fight.
One fight. Yeah.
It's okay. We're getting everything together.
And we have lots to talk about. Stuart Jones is supposed to be coming in today.
Supposed to be.
Got a nice message from him that he was with a lady.
Supposed to be, yeah.
Is that an excuse for not coming in? That's debatable. What do you think?
Absolutely, it's an excuse. Yeah. Of course. Of course.
Maybe for unprofessionals.
Well.
You know.
Nice.
You have a lady over, you go, you know, that was great.
Are you kidding me? If you're warm and cozy next to some beautiful lady, mm-hmm. and you have to truck yourself over to your friend's radio show to do an interview about God knows what. No, you want to stay in bed. You want to make some breakfast. Get right back in bed.
I take comedy seriously.
He's calling into work, I bet.
Yeah.
He's staying home.
This is like in Splash after they do. And he's like going out the door and she's like, you gonna leave? And he runs back in.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like he's just like Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
So it's going to be us.
Yeah.
And we have to fill the void that one of our favorite comedians, Stuart Jones, is leaving.
Follow him on Twitter. Stuart
Jones. What is that?
I don't know. It's a mispronunciation of Twitter.
Is that new?
Yeah. It's new. It's brand new.
Can you turn the buzzing computer channel down?
I wanted to talk to you about this, actually. Yeah. Do you remember when we do a
podcast?
Do you
remember?
If everybody didn't know that, we do a podcast together. And you can email us at 604podcast@gmail.com. But do you remember when you were complaining heavily about the noise coming in from outside?
No,
and
I don't remember.
And the refrigerator? Well, you were. And eventually people had to say, listen, nobody cares. And it's the same thing with this buzzing. You're wearing headphones right now, so everything you're hearing is getting picked up much higher than it would be in a car, let's say, or off a computer. So I need you to not worry about the little noises that you're hearing, and because it, you know,
yeah. Well, we've got a great show.
Nobody else can hear it.
We've got music. We've got some banter. That does sound better.
Yes.
Feedback
for you, as I just explained.
I'd love if someone.
Nobody else actually knows what I just did.
I really need someone to call in right now and go, actually, you know, that it is a lot better now. And
all right.
What's the number?
Let's see here. What does this say? Oh, no call. No call.
But
no
if call. They if they did want to call in, no call. What would be the number?
It'd be 604. 8 or 6.
Yeah, move your mic closer, you old man.
Yeah, I'm really squinting here. 604-822-2487. We need to come up with a fun anagram or whatever it's called with the numbers. A
jingle, something.
Well, just, you know.
A mascot. A mascot that sings, and what is it? What is it?
Doing?
Acronym. It's an acronym. Yeah.
No,
it's not. It's for the
I mean, like, you know, you got to call it a 604 Funny if you want to hear us and talk to us. You know, we got to come up with a little word that matches up with the fool, I think would probably match up with this.
Right. In many
dumb,
ways.
Dumb. Yeah. Short. Well, that's 5 letters. Bald.
Oh, my mom just texted. Uh-huh. Actually, it does sound better.
Oh, from your mom. Well
I mean, she worked in radio for 30 years. You know,
she's not biased in any way. No. I mean, you know, she birthed you. Somehow.
So how are we feeling today? How are you feeling today?
Good. I feel good.
You feel rested?
No. But
no. How is it getting up? How are you? Because this is like, we're getting up early. Every Thursday.
Oh, it's fine. I never had a problem with it.
No.
Hey, you're out of the air.
Oh, are you? Let's
fade Hello, you're out of the air. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Well, call in again, Alex's mom.
That's not Alex's mom. That's probably someone really important. That's one of my least favorite things when somebody tries to call in and I go, oh my God, here we go. And then it goes to dial tone. And
it's 604-822-2487. Maybe that was Stuart. Who knows? Yeah.
We really need. Okay, well, hopefully that'll happen again.
Call back whoever you were. Here we go. All right.
Use the left one.
Hello. You're on the air. Hey.
Thanks. Sorry. This is Rainbow Freebird calling. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, is that right?
And I just wanted to let you know that you guys are great, and CITR gives meaning to my life.
Oh, is that right?
And I'm so much better. I don't know what you did, but it's amazing. It's just This is pumping through the system here. And
hey, Simon's dad.
We don't know this guy. What's your name again, sir?
My name is Rainbow, and I got to tell you something, guys. I thought of a really cool acronym for your phone number.
Okay.
Okay.
It's UBCCITR.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Does that work? Does that actually work?
Oh, it'll be totally catchy. You can just you can call us at UBCCITR.
No, but it needs to work with the numbers.
I think he's making fun of us because that's clearly what the acronym is.
Look at your phone.
Okay.
Look at my phone.
If he is right and it is UBCCITR, I'm killing myself.
It absolutely
That's so
is.
Perfectly.
Don't kill yourself. Okay. Please don't kill yourself. And I want you to have a great day. And thank you for being on CITR because it's the best radio station in the fucking world.
All right. Whoa. Thank you, Rainbow.
And call back. Great day. Call back soon, Rainbow. Thank you. Yeah.
That was weird.
There was a little bit of there was something going on there because his name's Rainbow, but he swears. And
do you know that person?
No.
I don't either.
I like him.
He's listening to CITR all the time.
Yeah. I feel like that's all he does.
Yeah, well, good for him.
It's like a box of rations and
he was like long-time listener to CITR. I don't know who you guys are.
I feel like he's not a first-time caller either. Yeah. That's not a first call. Hey guys, long he's talking like better than us with more. He knows the numbers.
He did a hacky radio voice, you know. Yeah. He's got bits prepared. It's 604 UBCCITR. I guess that's that's okay.
Right. But that is great. Always nice to hear from people. And even if you don't like the show, especially if you don't like the show.
Yeah, that's what I should have got Rainbow to comment on the buzzing, you know, because that's clearly he listens to a lot of radio.
Well, in China, silence is the highest praise. So at film fests, if it's like a really good film, they'll just be completely silent. So I think that's what's going on.
Oh.
And Rainbow is kind of
I'm
digging myself
buzzing.
Into a hole here.
You're saying that he didn't mind the buzzing because he was silent about it, or
I don't know. Let's move into some some topics. You told me something last night that was such a tease, and I don't know if you want to get into it now, but I could barely sleep because
I was so
excited.
Well, someone else couldn't sleep too, and I got in a little trouble.
What happened?
Well, I've got a new girlfriend in my life, a nice lady, you know, finally.
He's off the market, ladies.
After all this time.
This is going to be,
Yeah. Now I'm just going to get fatter as I get more comfortable and stop caring.
Okay.
But anyways, so, you know what happens in a new relationship. You want to explore each other to the fullest extent.
How do you
mean? I mean a lot of sex happens, right?
Right.
Lots of it. And I live in a basement suite.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now the walls are thin, right? It's very enclosed. I have two roommates. Now, I will mention this. Also, a man and woman, never hear them having sex.
Right.
Ever.
Okay. So, they're being respectful. Hey, we wouldn't want to wake up Simon. You know, he has to get up early for radio. So, sweetheart.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
What are your roommates like?
They're nice. They're really nice. I've known them for a while, for a long time. Since I was like 15 or 16, they're nice. But
you mentioned they were into vaping.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of vaping happens.
I've never met a vapor that I liked.
A vapist, as they're called. Yeah, yeah. They're vapists. No, he's nice. He's nice, but I was up with my girlfriend all night.
What time did you guys start? Would you say?
Oh, well, we went out for a little night of debauchery, and
were you canoodling in some corner? And the server the server comes over and you go, not now. And then they
can't you see we're staring deeply into each other's eyes?
You really disgust me.
No, not at all. It's a lot of me just going ugh.
We hate the same things. This is you're one of those.
This is great. Yeah. No, not at all.
So you you had a love making night?
Yes, and I woke up the next day.
My god.
Yeah.
So this is
hold on here. Just before I woke up the next morning and looked over and there was a sheet of paper slid under my door. And
show it to Periscope.
And I'll show
real quick.
It to the Periscope here.
It is.
It's a large.
That took 40 minutes.
Yeah.
To write that clearly.
It's a handwritten note on a blank sheet of paper, lineless. Let me say, lineless paper.
You're having that framed.
I want to frame it.
And it's going in. If we ever have an office or anything, that's great.
Also, as I just said, we are on Periscope, so you can find the link on our Twitter at VancouverWrite.
Or we'll take a pic of this, put it on our Facebook. You can get us on Facebook,
maybe,
Twitter, blah,
maybe
blah,
not.
Blah, blah.
I mean,
maybe not.
What I'm doing here is not. is not
okay.
nice.
Yeah, let's keep going. Yeah, because you're a nice person. You usually think about that before you do things.
I'm nice in people's faces, and then it's called being a coward.
Okay.
But, hey, Simon, I really don't want to seem like an a-hole. He didn't write a-hole, let me tell you.
All right.
For telling you this, but it's important for you to know so you can better understand my situation. I don't think I fell asleep until around 4 a.m. this morning because there was too much noise coming from your room. I slept through both of my alarms, which were set for 6 a.m., and I was almost an hour late for work.
Ooh.
Lateness isn't tolerated at all in the blank industry, and I was pretty lucky to not be.
Let me see it. Let me just take a look myself. Lateness is in the that really is. Yes, but yes. He isn't kidding. You can't.
And
be
I was
late.
Pretty lucky not to be fired today.
Mm. Not as lucky as you got the night before.
So, as I'm sitting there in bed, going, "Oh God, what is?
Where
this?
Did he leave it? Where did he find this?
He slid it, as I said, under my door.
Oh, excuse me, you said that.
Yes,
it should have put it on your pillow.
It's okay. We're just reiterating. Yeah, on my face, my drooling face, stuck it to my forehead.
Or you're like, okay, I can't talk. Say that on the radio. Keep going. stick it to something.
Ooh, yeah. They made it clear that if I'm late again, I will lose my job. It's also really unsafe for me to be driving with so little sleep.
Well, yeah.
I'd like to ask that when I have early work in the morning, you please keep the noise to a bare minimum so that I can get the 5 or 6 hours of sleep that I need in order to wake up and get to work safely.
Right.
I don't know if you can stay at your girlfriend's place on nights when you want to stay up late and have fun, but maybe that would be an option in the future.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no problems with you staying up and being as loud as you want on nights when I don't have work the next morning. He gives me a detailed list of...
Let's stop there. Yeah, because nothing sets the mood better than going, hey, I just need to check in.
Hey, sorry,
hey,
my
bro.
Roommate. Yeah. My mom, or sorry, my roommate wants me to keep the noise down.
Yeah. Hey, I know you're puffing away on that strawberry vape liquor, but what do you got going on tomorrow?
Hey, listen.
Oh, yippee!
I've been putting up with your corn pop scented vape into the stovetop oven.
Yeah.
But me having loud sex is really, yeah, really
I like
ruining
how
our relationship.
You know, it's not safe for me to be dry. Yeah, but is it safe for you to have popcorn lung and to be dying slowly from your strawberry shortcake?
He then gives me a list of his work schedule and says, this is a note for tonight. Please be quiet because I need to get up again tomorrow. And then, thank you for understanding and being a stand-up dude. I love you, from my roommate.
Right.
Amazing.
That took a long time to write, as I said.
Yeah.
It's very neat. It's
yeah.
Why not tell you?
I don't know. That's a great question.
That's the kind of thing where you go, hey, bro. If there ever was time for the word bro,
yeah.
It would be then.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And it's like, look, good for you. You know, fist bump. And then say it. And you would have...
I'm in the wrong.
You're totally
I totally understand I'm in the wrong
yeah.
here. It's just, I think that the actual fact that I got a letter from someone who's close enough to hear me having sex
right.
on a regular basis
yeah.
is...
He probably heard you murmuring, hey, you want to switch it up? Or all the little intricate... I mean, I don't want to think about this, but...
I mean, no, you'd just be jealous, right? You know. That's tough for
Where
you.
Where did you learn these things? You're going to be late for work, bro.
I mean, here's what it was. It was interspersed. I mean, I was being very loud. It was my fault completely. It was.
It's all you.
Sex.
Male grunting.
You like this, right? No. It was sex, and then we were also watching John Carpenter's The Thing. And so I was going, oh, yeah.
Which was more disgusting, the effects in that movie? Or?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, well, so it was that. It was... interspersed of and then me just, and then kind
the
of similar
sound.
Noises yeah, yeah. Anyways, we have to go to a break here, but like we said, you can reach a show 604podcast@gmail.com, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
for Stun on America. Crap is the operative. Locomotive of the longest death. There goes Indy Cindy, whose sails were black when it was windy.
English Students Association invites students to submit their original work to be presented at the Colloquium, the second annual conference to be hosted by the ESA. This conference features presentations from undergraduate students, graduate students, and faculty members, and offers a great opportunity to showcase your research and to see the work being done by other members of the English department. Submissions will be accepted until 11:59 p.m. on Friday, December 11th. Please visit ubcenglish.com and the UBC English Students Association on Facebook for more information.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available.
All right, we're back. Unexpectedly.
Yeah, that was a well-made promo.
Love the professionalism around here. Wow. You heard Indy Cindy by the Pixies, and now we have a drop-in guest comedian also plugging a nice show. I'm here with...
Joe Dvorak.
Okay.
Welcome.
Welcome to the
How's
show.
How's it going?
I feel welcomed. Good. This is a beautiful studio.
It's so nice in here.
It really is nice in here.
It smells good.
Does it?
I think
that's odd. What does it smell like?
It smells like Someone cleaned it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a very unfamiliar smell to me.
Yeah, me too.
You know what? It doesn't smell like anything in here, which is such a change.
That's probably what cleanliness just smells like. Yeah.
Isn't that? I didn't know that existed. Yeah.
I was concerned. I remember hearing before about the smell in the studio.
Oh, really?
Well, that's in our podcast studio.
Yeah, no, I understand that. You guys have really made it places.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, really? Does it smell?
I'm still taking. Yeah, well, apparently it smells like a SkyTrain bathroom.
In BCIT?
According to Superfan Sean.
Oh, yeah. He said that?
Yeah, I do have to sneeze, so I might sneeze directly
into the
mic.
Sneeze directly into the microphone.
But, yeah, we're moving up in the world, but we're still taking the bus.
That's true.
And I had a nice... Oh, my, I'm panicking even.
What's going on still here?
I was on the bus.
Take it easy.
And I told you that I'm really good at losing umbrellas.
Yeah.
Like a week or two ago, I bought an umbrella, lost in 4 days.
Okay.
That was a new record for me. And... I bought a new umbrella, and you could tell I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
And I left on the bus. I got off the bus, and I actually I went no, and I opened the back door, and the alarm was going off, and I broke back in, and everyone was, and I'm going sorry, but I've never been less sorry in my life. Like to the feeling of going back on and preventing a lost umbrella, you know, and
yeah.
taking it. I really felt like I won something. And I feel like this story was a bit of a loss, but I just,
yeah.
It was not the best story. Yeah. I should have lied in the middle.
Yeah.
And then a hate crime happened, and I started hitting them with the umbrella.
I had a weird experience.
But I love not losing my
on
umbrella.
The bus, too. The bus driver had decorated the bus with Christmas things, holiday things.
Really?
Teddy bears with hats and stickers all over the windows. And a gentleman got on the bus and just went, ugh, and looked around and was not having any of the Christmas spirit.
Was it non-denominant, like...
Yes, like, there was no Christmas... It was like Santa and snowmen, yeah. right? And but the old man was, like, not a fan of it. And so he lasted one stop, and he went, I gotta get off this bus. And he
got hit by a car.
Well, no, but he stands so close to the door that the bus driver leans over and goes, sir, you're so close, you might get hit by the door. Just stand back a little bit. The guy goes, yeah. Life is tough all around. Get used to it. And he got off the bus. And then the bus driver just turns around to everybody and goes, that's the real reason for birth control. And he pulls off from the curb. And everyone's like, oh, my God. It was like a real moment that we all had.
Wow.
Yeah.
He said, I wish that man hadn't been born
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. He was washed away with some kind of pill.
That must be such a tough job to be a bus driver.
He was very cheerful, though. It must
amazing.
Be a terrible.
Cheerful, but a little chirpy.
Yeah, I mean, he was just responding to what was coming at him, you know? I mean, it was amazing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Amazing interaction. Did you drive here today?
I am a driver. I'm a minivan driver.
A minivan?
Right.
Good for you.
I know.
You have kids?
I have one kid, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I know of. Yeah. Mean, who knows, right?
She has a really interesting child.
Oh, really?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, you met Luke. He's
yeah.
amazing.
I saw he was just licking a window.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. As they like, do.
You hear
it was the car window.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Clear.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think wasn't that
wasn't just
that's
some
better.
Some
yeah.
Wasn't that when you told me that I was like a questionable parent?
Oh, Alex would say something like that.
Yeah.
Somebody wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
let's
the goal is to not raise Luke to be like.
Let's
Alex,
not get into that.
Really, yeah.
So.
You see that, man?
That's
Stay
why they
away.
Invented birth control. Let's get into some plugs. Simon, you plugging anything?
No.
No.
Why would you interrupt?
Because I'm
story
feeling bad about
going on
that I was insulting her child.
It's okay.
We were moving on to insulting you.
Right. Yeah, I don't. Who wants that though?
That's
not
everybody.
Me. I'd rather plug my show tonight.
Literally, all of your peers want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, go shows? Ahead. Oh. Go ahead.
I will be at Little Mountain Gallery for Jokes, Please, which is a show that will also be in the Just for Laughs Fest lineup. Just announced. You can check that. So yeah, Little Mountain tonight. And I will also be checking out at Hot Art Wet City, Kyle Bottom's Comedy Bucket, which is a really cool show where the comedians pull ideas out of a hat.
Oh,
so
yeah.
no material, all just riffing on the fly.
Riffing.
So if you want to check out, that's an industry word.
Is it a hat or a bucket? I thought it was the whole point of it being called
a bucket hat.
Yeah, I love that.
You like that one?
Yeah, I really like that.
Snuck it
that
in
was
there.
Really cute.
I wanted you to move on quickly from it.
But. So two great shows tonight. Mm-hmm. And you're plugging something, right?
I am plugging something.
Amazing.
On Tuesday, December 15th, we're doing a Christmas benefit at Cottage Bistro for Chrysalis Society, which is a nice local group that helps women in need. So, yeah.
Okay.
What kind of need?
Birth control. I'm sorry. That was a horrible thing to say. Well, women that have mental health issues, addiction issues, they need counseling and support.
Might include birth control for some.
You know, most things do.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, that's nice. That's very nice. So, can you say it again when that's happening?
December 15th, okay. 7:30, Cottage Bistro, $5 at the door. We have Beverly Elliott, John Collin, Katrina Bennett.
All right, you got some people.
Yeah, Devin Moore.
I'm not on this list, so I just don't care.
Joe Dvorak. yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Alex.
Well, that sounds great.
It's going to be very fun.
Mm-hmm. And for a good cause.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of causes.
Yeah.
Trying to get the word Trump off the building.
Oh, I've heard that, yeah.
You signed the petition?
Front page of the... No, I didn't sign the petition. But the front page of the Metro, Trump name to remain on New Tower.
Okay.
So it's not going anywhere. Interesting. Of course it's not.
No.
Why would they change it? He's got all the money. The developers of that building aren't going to go, you're right, we'll find the $100 billion yeah. somewhere else, guys. Yeah. We'll change the name.
How much would it cost to get the big... thousands of dollars. Who will it please? A bunch of university students. it'll get us out of favor with the billionaire, but, you know, we'll also accomplish nothing. Let's go for it.
It's weird, though. They boasted. They said, as to defer, they said the owners of the building said... Yeah, but we're creating 300 new jobs with this building, so which I feel like is a small number for how humongous of a
can they hire all the refugees from
enterprise?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, they probably won't. No, yeah. Something tells me
you're going to be. Is that like one person per floor?
Yeah, I think
you're,
so.
You're in charge of. We don't have a 13th, but 14's all you.
I heard they're getting rid of that. Actually, that they're saying forget about the whole 13th floor superstition thing.
Oh my god!
Because a lot of people also have problems with four. So anything with a four in it, they have to take out. At this point, there's like everything's a one. It's all floor one.
Yeah. You know? And also, it's like, hey, you're going to be on the 14th floor. Yeah, am I?
Yeah,
is it really the 14th floor?
But now it's the 15th floor is really the 13th floor. So it's...
Right.
I don't know. Anyways.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of, let's get rid of the name Trump.
Yeah.
You know, he's not nice to people, not nice to the Muslims. So much controversy. We need a voice of reason. We need somebody who isn't taking sides. Mm-hmm. Somebody who can cut through with crystal clear clarity and compassion and really speak to us and generate some, insight?
Yeah. I mean...
Anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, I found this video.
Oh, perfect.
Let's listen as this audio is probably too quiet, but let's try it anyways.
That's going to be good. She's kind of...
Hello and welcome to Justice. I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Oh, boy.
The single deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil since 9/11 has happened. They're here. And it's time to stop pussyfooting around, time to stop this politically incorrect nonsense, worrying about other people's feelings, pull out all the stops, and start fighting for the survival of this country and our way of life.
How would you describe this Fox News novelty judge?
She
very well made up. Wow.
Yeah, she looks like a self-aware blow-up doll, kind of.
Looks like 20 minutes in the eye with all the makeup.
Oh, my God.
There's a green screen of a gently waving American flag behind her.
Yeah.
I think pussyfooting really makes me take this seriously, too.
Yeah.
Her TV voice, too, is she's pushing it through those fake lips.
It's interesting because the level of anger is like right before you hit go on a drone strike. But her vocab is... from somebody who's at a bake sale.
Yeah.
No more pussyfooting around. We have to nuke them now.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of Botox going on. It is interesting that she says we need to pull out all the stops. It's not like let's bring it to 70% because all the stops is like...
That's full-on nuclear war.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to drop a nuke.
You take it to 100%.
But then she goes on to say that all the stops means arming yourself.
And the police. Let's keep going.
Okay.
The plan. How are you going to protect yourself,
family,
and your kids?
She's pointing at us.
This is not about politics. It's about
I feel like it's a little about politics.
I mean,
it's
about no
surviving.
Kidding.
The plan? Number one, get a gun.
That's a good start.
Legally, learn how to shoot it and be primed to use it. And I don't care if you get a long gun, a handgun, a revolver, a semi-automatic.
Wait, go back,
get
go back.
Whatever gun you
rewind
can
it like
handle.
Rewind it like 10 minutes.
Okay.
And be primed to use it. And I don't care if you get a long gun, love that head bob.
You talked over the part again. Just pause it. She goes, I don't care if you get a long gun, a short gun. This woman doesn't know enough about guns to be prescribing that. Yeah. You know, it's like a doctor. You could take the green pill, the big pill, the small pill. You got any names for those? Nah, some of them are different colors. The blue one usually works.
I feel like this is so manufactured, everything about it. You know what I mean? It's weird because the demographic that she's preaching to is middle America, beer guts, and you know, and that sort of thing. And yet she's this, you know, beautiful, well-made woman.
She's hot.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like Fox has all their bases covered. You know, they've got, if you want an old man yelling at you, they got that.
Yeah.
You want a nice hot chick yelling at you, I see you looking at it. I've moved it down.
No, you're too quiet. I want you to be louder.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
Don't let anyone talk you out of it. The Second Amendment to the Constitution and the United States Supreme Court confirm your right
She's
to
really
have
a spitter.
One. Yeah. Number two.
She has no control over
that. It is time to weaponize your local police department. They are the first line of defense in this Islamic terrorist war against
Isn't
us.
Isn't the first line of defense diplomacy and...
No.
It's the responders to the crime after
That's
it's happened.
Right. Yeah. She has it backwards. She really does.
Dino attack unfold. You understand that these jihadists were not going to stop with that one attack. The local police are the ones who took down these Islamic terrorists and stopped the further massacre. Your local police, like the cops in San Bernardino, 300 of them running toward the danger, openly stating, I'll take the first bullet. These are your defenders, and these remarkable men and women in blue are our heroes.
I like how I like how even when she's giving a compliment, she's still angry. Because they're like, listen, we need just anger.
Yeah.
Cynthia, can you handle that? That's what I do, best. These remarkable citizens. Yeah.
I love America.
Do you?
I really do.
You think she can shoot a gun? She could. She looks like she could shoot a gun.
It's
like,
probably required. You know?
How hard is it to shoot
a
gun?
She's a judge. This person's a judge.
Right.
She's
like Judge Dredd.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lady Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd. See, it's amazing that she's not flubbing at all.
Yeah.
It's actually quite like.
It's very impressive.
I mean, she's reading. This is a.
Oh, absolutely.
A statement.
Of course it is.
Yeah. They didn't just go, you know.
Go ahead.
I like how I asked
Say
that.
What you'd like.
This might be written, right? Before, are they prompting her at
They're
all?
They're going to let these ultra fundamentalist conservatives just go off the handle. Yeah. No,
hey, you got anything
written.
For us this morning?
Yeah. You got something on those immigrants I wanted to say. Oh, maybe not. Read this.
This is very interesting for me because I do not watch the news. Like,
no.
Definitely not American news.
No.
So I'm kind of out of the loop here. But
how are you raising your son without this wisdom?
Very well.
That's why he's licking windows. He's trying to get a little
Alex,
knowledge off it.
He was licking windows because he wanted to impress you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you impressed?
This guy has a really cool podcast.
Yeah. Does he? What?
How do
are
I?
Are you doing
him?
Another podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
So the way that she wants to help people is for everybody to get a gun, and then nobody will get hurt anymore.
Well, yeah. I mean, who knows?
I love that idea
nonsense.
Where it's like, but she really believes it. So there's like it's every argument just ends in some Mexican standoff. We all got guns. Okay, good. Well, let's de-escalate. Let's let's get this down
was
a bit.
Was that actually an attack? I thought that was just people being angry that should have had some mental health help.
I mean, that's probably a better way
that's
of looking
probably
at
a good
it, but
way
it's not as fun.
You know,
you can use big words like jihad
and
massacre. Massacre is really a people love that word.
This isn't really news, though. It's like. This is like reality TV. You know what I mean? I feel like it's about as real as reality TV.
Mm-hmm. She's a character.
Yeah. It's so over the top and pandering to a certain type of person.
It's really causing panic.
Yeah. Well.
You could take the opposite of that and it would be just as contrived. Like, good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
We're all together living in harmony. And just remember that it's evanescent life. It's like a candle burning away. And
any moment, people could come in with a gun and shoot your brains off.
Off?
Shoot them off.
Yeah, exactly. That's how, right?
Yeah, I'd like to
I knew
shoot
I should
your brains
have
coffee
out. Before I came. Yeah. You guys are just way too witty for me.
Oh, that's not true.
You should have heard our caller earlier. We had a really cool caller.
Yeah, we did.
Named Rainbow.
I heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you were listening?
I was listening on the way in. Nice. And I was like, maybe they'll mention that Joe Dvorak is coming to the show to
Nope.
Oh, well. Something. And then actually, he just talks about Stuart Jones staying in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's Jones. The ones that I can understand that.
It's the ones that you miss that you really, you know, want. That's
of course.
That's the.
You know, just me being reliable.
You don't. Yeah. Well, you don't know what you've got till it's gone.
That's the hypocrisy of humanity, right? Mm-hmm. Right, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what
it's
I'm saying.
It's tough being a girl.
Yeah.
Should we listen to one more song?
Yeah, we'll go to break here. Yeah. We'll be right back. And have some more fun.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Vancouverite. That was Bestie with Pineapple. Jen sent me that one. You can follow her on Twitter at JenWren underscore at JenWren underscore.
And watch the video. That was really cool.
Yeah, it was a cool video. Looks like they just made it in a garage or something, which is awesome. Yeah. Bestie's Vancouver based. So.
Yeah. I saw something really nice about Vancouver.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a moving service that will move women out of dangerous homes, like if they're in an abusive relationship or something. Free of charge. That's come awesome. In. Come in like superheroes, bringing them out, helping women.
How do they? What? How do you sign up for that? You have to send them Polaroids of your bruises?
Oh, jeez.
I think they'll probably take your word for it.
Yeah.
There's probably you think there's no, anyone
they're not
that
turning anyone down.
Okay, I just need you to punch my arm really hard once, and we can move out of here for free.
Yeah, we can do this for free. Just a joke, of course.
Joe, what do you got? You got it. Let's plug that event one more time.
Oh, yes. Yeah. For Crystal Society, which is a local group that helps women in need from situations like that. And we're doing a fundraiser for them at Cottage Bistro on December 15th. Wow, I say a lot.
It's 7:30.
Okay. Good. Thank you, well, Simon. You're
a lot
so
of
kind.
People do. I do. I say like too much. I say ah.
One of the things I'm really excited about is Amy King, who works at The Vogue. She got us tickets for Sing It Forward, two tickets for Sing It Forward. It's their last year, which is a big deal. I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
Yeah.
And also a $100 gift certificate for Yale Saloon to raffle off.
Oh, that's awesome. You guys will probably raise a lot of money.
I really hope we raise a lot of money. It's the first time I've put on a show, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're excited?
I'm very new. I've only been doing comedy and storytelling for a year.
Wow, and look how far you've gotten. Alex, how long have you been doing it for?
I will be at Jokes Please tonight. Little
but it
Mountain
is different
because
I have a kid and a business,
yeah, keep
too,
talking.
So I don't have
you
that
know,
much time.
Yeah, go on. Yeah. I mean, why would you let
I mean,
me
you're motivated
plug my thing?
Because it's not that interesting.
You know what's great about comedy shows?
Tell me.
You never know who's going to drop in.
Okay.
That is really true. Yeah. You go to a comedy club, you've got the show, and then quite frequently somebody will be in town like shooting a pilot or something, and it's like,
okay,
we've got TJ Miller.
Yeah, yeah.
Or or like when Robin Williams was still with us, he would come to Vancouver filming something and come with his bike gear. Like that just doesn't happen.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I wish that happened with other things.
Like, so have you seen an important, impressive person? Everybody's important. I'm not saying.
Oh, geez. I mean,
yeah.
Everyone.
I'm sorry if we offended anyone who's not important.
Trigger warning.
Yeah.
People in this room.
No, but I wish I went, like, you go to a restaurant and it's like, hey, you can have the steak. Yeah. You know, we've got a drop-in chef.
Uh-huh.
Just he was in town working on something. Gordon Ramsay, going to be cooking your meal.
Oh,
tonight.
Maybe that happens. I don't know.
He wanted to, you know, work something out.
I feel like
he's got a new recipe.
Chefs are more likely to just go and eat and just, like, you know, yell at the other chefs.
Mm. Yeah.
They're eating their food.
Hey, hear that argument back there?
Yeah.
That's Chuck Fieri.
Oh, God.
Guy Fieri.
What did I say? Chuck? I think I just combined
Chuck Fieri?
Chuck Fierro.
Lesser known brother.
I feel like you really need to watch more TV. Maybe that's, yeah.
Probably.
I know who Gordon Ramsay is.
Yeah? You don't know who Guy Fieri is?
No.
He's like the... He's everything's money. Like it's all. He's like super bling. Rock and roll bling.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like he's got spiky blonde hair. He shoves food into his face.
Oh, is this some
Diners, Drive-Ins?
Right. Okay. Dives? See, I saw that when I was doing my nails or getting
you
my
do
nails
know
done.
That
once,
show.
So I do know that.
Mm. Yeah, your nails look good.
No time for TV. Time to get your nails done, though.
Well, yeah, I work hard. I like to get my nails done.
Fair enough.
It's my thing. It's my thing. You know, I'm supporting local businesses and.
Yeah.
You know, tipping well.
I
actually had a really cute incident. A fellow came in to buy a gift certificate for his wife for Christmas. And he came in with his son, who's probably like 6 years old, and the son sees all the women sitting and getting their nails done and chatting. And this is really kind of like a cute little fun thing that we do. And then the dad said, the son's like, this is really cool. Can we get our nails done too? And then the dad's like, no, boys don't do their nails. It's like, really?
Oh, he's going to have
boys
a really great.
Do?
Oh, that's yeah.
I really wanted to just hug that kid and be like, dude, let's do your nails.
Yeah, get
I
your
love,
nails done.
I love the idea of the mean dad who's coming to terms or not with his blossoming gay
right.
son. Yeah, there's nothing better. He's going to have, every year it's going to be a new thing.
Why is taking care of your nails properly a gay thing? I don't think it's a gay thing at all. Hygiene is gender neutral.
Yeah, I mean, Simon, were you yearning for your Yale? Your
My Yales.
Yales. Okay, Yale. Yeah, I was just bringing it back to the Yale. You're gonna
he was like
gift,
watching us get
there.
Our feet massaged and stuff. That was the, you know, that's the real highlight of it.
I mean, what's wrong with that? I never, I mean, for me, if it was being offered, I'd get it done. But I'm not going to spend money on it. Like, it's just, I just don't care. I have terrible, terrible nails, but
yeah.
I don't
it
care.
Could be silver like mine.
It could be, yeah.
I saw a man getting a pedicure.
Okay.
The other day, and it's, I've never been. There's something weird about it's such a. It doesn't matter how respectful or how much you tip. It's such a, like, you have a servant.
Yeah.
On your foot.
Yeah, that's very true.
Hey, how are you? Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Just get in there and take all
get
the dead
that
stuff
corn
on.
Off, yeah.
That's right. That's a hard nail. Ugh.
Yeah. I have seen, like,
they're literally below you.
Like my uncle.
I totally get that. I used to be homeless, and one of the things when I was is that the idea of anybody
why would
serving
you? This
me
is
that
what
way,
you've got to bring up.
It's a great thing to bring up.
Well, that's why the thing about the Crystal Society too, because but things like that were totally foreign to me, and I was like, I could never do anything. And then my friend kind of forced me into doing it, and
pedicures.
Yeah, well, she's going through cancer treatment, and she couldn't go to eat lunch, and she's like, "Hey, I can't go for lunch. I can't eat.
She
Let's guilt go
tripped
get her nails done." And I was like, "Well, okay, you have cancer, so
fine."
Sure, and then it's just been a thing. She's like, "No, you should treat yourself to get your nails done once a month." So I've just done that.
I bet it feels nice.
It's
right?
a nice memory for her. Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
It does.
It obviously feels
and
nice.
And then I have something to talk about on the radio. So, but the idea of anybody serving me that way was so weird, and it's strange to me that I've.
How long were you homeless?
It was like a year on and off.
That's a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like a day of homelessness is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of like just hitchhiking from one town to another and just trying to find a work and a cabin to sleep in and usually not
a cabin.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then you made it out of there.
I did make it out of there, yeah.
Yeah.
That was nice. I enjoyed that. Finished high school at 22. That was fun.
Wow. Well, you've been listening to, that's just ended on a nice depressing.
That wasn't depressing at all.
Homelessness.
That
you're
wasn't
cold.
Depressing at all. You
it's
can be
not,
homeless
what,
and then
what's
suddenly
depressing?
Drive a Dodge Caravan and be on CITR radio with these two fine young men.
What's depressing is that you got into that at the very end and we can't explore it any further.
Well,
and it's
people
like
can come to the show and find out more.
There we go.
December 15th, Cottage Bistro.
There we go.
7:30.
More plugs for
Thank
you,
you so
sir.
Much, guys.
Thank you for coming.
Come see me tonight, Little Mountain Gallery. And every Thursday you can catch this show and you can listen to our podcast where we get into uncensored, horrible stuff that we can't talk about on the air. Mm. On iTunes, Vancouver, right? Vancouver, right? ?